The city's first ever Serbian Movie Festival begins this Friday at the University of Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad notes the selections reflect the importance of Serbian Americans to Serbian heritage, including a film about a war hero born into Pittsburgh's large Serb population.
Ovom prilikom pozivam sve zainteresovane da dođu na festival srpskog filma.
For those that don't speak Serbian, that's Milos Rastovic of the Serb National Federation, inviting you to the Serbian Movie Festival at Pitt's David Lawrence Hall this weekend. The short biopic, Last Hero of Halyard Mission, which plays Friday night, describes the efforts of late Pittsburgh-born Serbian-American George Vojnovic to rescue more than 500 captive Allied airmen in World War II. Vojnovic was awarded the Bronze Star in 2010.
In 2015, a funeral was held in Belgrade for George Vojnovic, an American war hero of Serbian ancestry.
Vojnovic's family was one of many that came to the Pittsburgh area in the time period around World War I, which was itself preceded by a series of violent wars in the Balkan Peninsula. Milos Rastovic says his own organization, the Serb National Federation, was born in 1901 of the needs of that early generation of Serbian immigrants in Pittsburgh and beyond.
In those times when Serbian immigrants came to the United States, they didn't have any health insurance, any kind of financial support for their living here.
Past presidents of the Federation include the Serbian-American Michael Pupin, an innovator in electric technologies and one subject of the film festival, as well as the famous Serbian inventor Nikola Tesla. Also founded around the turn of the century were the St. Sava Serbian Orthodox Church and the Holy Trinity Serbian Orthodox Cathedral. Both are in the South Hills and both belong to the Serbian branch of Eastern Orthodoxy. Rastovic says later groups of Serb settlers came to Pittsburgh to escape World War II and the subsequent government in Yugoslavia, the communist state that then controlled Serbia.
People usually came here and worked in steel industry and mines.
Rastovic says the latest wave of Serbian immigrants came in the 1990s, with the disintegration of Yugoslavia and the ensuing wars between its constituent states. This was a difficult decade for Serbia and its neighboring countries, during which time Serbian forces were accused of ethnic cleansing and other war crimes by the United Nations in the still-disputed Kosovo region. These days, Pittsburgh enjoys a thriving Serbian heritage with the Eastern European music and dance group, the Tamburitsins, along with live Serbian folk music performed at the Serbian Club on the South Side. And the newspaper, the American Serbobran, which is written at the Serb National Federation's offices in Greentree, is in its 110th year as the nation's Serbian language newspaper.
It was a daily newspaper, only in Serbian language. But later, because the Serb National Federation wanted to attract younger people, the first generation of Serbian immigrants, they started to publish in English.
The bilingual bi-monthly paper covers everything from the 100th celebration of Serbian Day at Kennywood Park to the establishment of a Tesla Society to Serbian Novak Djokovic's 2015 U.S. Open tennis title. It's also published in Canada, Australia, and Serbia itself. Rastovic says this weekend's film festival is one way to promote Pittsburgh's strong Serbian heritage for a new generation. The three-day program includes three short films about famous Serbs, two full-length documentaries on Serbia in World War I, and two dramas based on Serbian history. Each movie will have English subtitles. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA.
Sure.